Chan and James Thurber are the three most misunderstood people in the United States. They're not being with us anymore. But it seems very interesting that Cary Grant, who has this, to me, fantastic style and elegance, is never, you know, not taken as seriously as somebody who, you know, gets up there and plays an alcoholic is and does it no more commonly than 100 other actors. But if it's couched in these so-called dramatic terms, all of that craftsmanship and is not understood. It seems like that must be easy to be Cary Grant or Fred Astaire or James Thurber. It must be very easy to write that three-page thing rather than a long novel about nymphomania and sadism. And I never can understand that attitude. Can you? That inability to see the importance of.
Well, you. What you mean is that it looks so easy.
It's light, i.e., light. Your work, although Cary Grant did None But the Lonely Heart, and I think gave him a beautiful performance, and James Thurber's writing, it's light. It's supposedly light, and so that isn't as important as something that's, you know, that fat, and it's about, you know, deep, somber things, and so often people sort of dismiss that as being just sort of like, you know, easy and light, not valuable, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think, speaking of Cary, he certainly is one of the most effective actors that we have, and he's stayed that way for a long time. I don't know that his acting is as fully appreciated as his great personality and his lightness, as you say. He certainly has had all kind of credit for everything he's done, and they revere him. As a personality, but he's never really had any accolades as an actor. I mean, has never had the rewards that can come to some people. You wonder why they can come to somebody people so readily, and they don't come to him. I think everybody considers him a good actor, but they just take him for granted and say, "Oh, there's good, you know, Cary, isn't he great?"
Oh, you were just spilling out for years, and things like Bandwagon is a very important film, and yet Going My Way, you know, wins awards. I mean, Going My Way, I'm not meaning to wrap it, was a rather pedestrian little film, and what made it valuable was not being Crosby, but the Irish gentleman.
Thank you.
Barry Fitzgerald's performance was very skillful. And it was the fact that Bing Crosby is Whoopi, you know, doing a non sort of singing role, is doing a, but The Bandwagon happened to be, to me, a great film, you know, and I think it's appreciated. Yeah, they do not play Going My Way at the Museum of Modern Art. They play The Bandwagon because it's recognized for what it
well,
is.
Well, of course,
I never could understand.
Awful lot of, as musical comedies go, there was a great deal of material in The Bandwagon. That's, you know, there were so many dance numbers and so many ensemble numbers, and it's a big show business thing. As I remember, we had so many things that could be a good one for that kind of thing, because it wasn't so much story as it was musical comedy, you know, and you had ballets and numbers, ensembles and solos, and I don't know what on that. I would hardly classify the two as the same kind. Well, they're both musicals, but
you know what
in
I
a way.
Think that I mean.
No, Going My Way wasn't a musical, but Bing sang in it, I
guess.
Yeah,
he sang a couple of incidentals. I'm trying to remember the name of the woman. She's a very fine American dancer. She did Fall River Legend and Pillar of Fire, very famous in ballet theater.
Oh.
Herbie Ross's wife.
Wife, yes. She's a
marvelous dancer.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she said
it.
Something very interesting about you, which was that she said, you know, what's incredible is that, you know, All in All the King's Men was made, you know, and that performance was, you know, terribly well received and highly applauded. She said, but Astaire was a gangster, you know, as a dancer and in Bandwagon. And she said,
yeah,
you try to convey to an audience that kind of feeling and that kind of, you get that concept across without opening your mouth, and that's greater acting than, she said, that's the word, because she is a dramatic dancer. She said, it's so difficult to, that's the most difficult the acting job of all, not saying a word.
Well, it's true. Oh, I wasn't a gangster. I was a detective.
Yes, but that sort of atmosphere.
I know what you mean.
You know, that kind of.
Yeah. It's true. I think one of the reasons there are a lot of dancers are made very good actors. When Audrey Hepburn is a dancer, she made a good actress. I mean, Bobby Helpman was a ballet dancer. He became
a
very
fine
actor.
Colette Marchand became a very good actress.
Yes.
She did it.
Yes. I think. Stanley Donen is a director. He was a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing is a very, very great help to dramatics. You know,
to your body so much.
Yes, if you. I mean, I never have been able to evaluate myself as a as an actor, because I've done quite a number of things, and a lot of people like what I do sometimes, and it's not too easy to get the good things. Roles for someone of my age now, you see, that kind of role, I mean, I could probably play a little younger than I really am, but when you get up playing a man 50 or 60 or something like that, this, I've just done a fellow who's supposed to be about 55 or something. On the Midas Run thing. And then Finianiska is a man of 55, 60 or something, mm-hmm. which is fine, but he's pretty active at that age, which is also good too. But there aren't many to do. I don't know if I'll ever prove anything as an actor, you know, but I do know that I enjoy it because it's, for one reason, I don't have to worry about the damn dances, if you don't mind. I'm always so worried.
You call them the damn dances?
I'm always so worried about whether the dances are going to be good enough, because I get to the point where nothing seems good enough to me, and I do do something, and, oh no, that's no good, oh no, that's no good. I find you get so you don't get anywhere, and I leave the rehearsal hall and just go home and say, well, I have to feel a little different about it tomorrow. I got to get it done because we're going to do it. And it eventually comes. And in pictures, it's a little different. I usually have more time to rehearse dances, except in Finian's. I didn't have any time there.
I understand. Yes, it didn't.
But it's a lot of people don't realize what it takes to get dancing on. I'm wondering, talking about everything under the sun now. To get the dancing on, they think you just do it. A lot of people say, oh, do you have to rehearse? Well, why don't you just dance? Well, you know, it's ridiculous. But as I said, pardon me, as an actor, I don't know what I can call myself. I just do it, and I'm not a method actor. I'm not a studied actor. I'm not a tragedian. I just sort of like to do what the director wants me to do, and a lot of times they can tell you, definitely. Stanley Kramer did quite a lot of work on me. to direct certain scenes, and I think he got out of me the best that he could have gotten, because I wouldn't have done it quite the way he wanted, the way he finally got me to do it. So people liked that performance, and they said it was okay. Now, that was the first picture I had done without any dancing or anything at all, and I wasn't annihilated by it at all. Everybody sort of accepted. They didn't expect me to dance, because in that kind of a
picture, on the beach.
Yeah, on the beach. If in that kind of a picture, you didn't expect anybody to dance, or jump out and do a hop to the buck, or do some swinging number. But that's in Finian's, you more or less don't expect Finian to do too much of that, because he's got other purposes in the picture. He's not
a dramatic center of
itself. Right, it's the whole thing is written around it, and that's one of the points that Coppola and Landon wanted to get for sure, and that is that Finian didn't step out of character and become an Irish Fred Astaire swinging around, I said, well, there's certain things that people will expect me to do if I'm in a musical picture like this. I got to do one number in which I'd cut loose some way or other and get in the groove. And, they were all doubtful about it. First, I don't know if Finian to do that. I said, well, this Finian's got to do it, because if I don't do something like that...
You were right.
Something's going to say what happened to
you
him.
You were right.
Can't do it.
And you know what, Mr. Steer, it really worked, because I know the number you mean, the boxes.
Yeah.
And what happened the night I saw it, I saw a big press showing, and there were a dude at that Pantages.